We're joined now by first-year head coach Wyatt Giroux of the Hiawatha Redhawks, again in his first season as the head coach for the Redhawk football program. The Redhawks, the last couple of years, we've had the Redhawk channel on the MSC radio network, and they've gone through a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. They've been struggling with a really tough district that they've been stuck in, a lot of travel. This year kind of brings a lot of new to the Red Hawk football program. Wyatt Giroux is the new head coach coming into his first year. So on top of a new head coach, a change, thankfully, in district play for Hiawatha, but also a brand new league as new teams coming into the Big East League. A lot of new things, Coach. What can you tell us a little bit that you've learned about the football team you've got coming into the 2024 season?
Right now they're pretty eager with their willingness to learn, and they've handled the change pretty well. Good amount of seniors that are trying to lead the team, and then a good group of juniors as well. So I think that's helped us out a lot. And so I think they've just bought in, and slowly every day we've got better. I think we had the best day of practice of the year yesterday, so pretty excited.
You know, we talk a little bit about the last couple of years. Injuries have been a problem, so you've got a lot of the upperclassmen that you have this year have seen quite a bit of varsity playing time. How has that played into, so far, what you're seeing out of some of those juniors and seniors?
Yeah, I think definitely it's helped. Obviously, though, some of those kids have been hurt. I mean, if it's a collarbone, a knee, an ankle. So it's not like they have, like, a lot of experience, because some of those are the kids that have been hurt. So it has been a challenge, but at the same time, they are healthy right now. So they are, like, really buying in and energetic and just really trusting what we're doing right now.
What's been the biggest hurdle, you know, coming into a new school, a new program? What are some of the hurdles or things that you kind of have had to figure out in your first season in Hiawatha?
I think at my last school, I was lucky. We had a really good administration, and I got used to it. You know, one of my good friends, Coach Schmidt, he was the principal and a coach, and I was the offensive coordinator, and my boss, he was a teacher and a coach, and he's just really great guys. And so the biggest thing is just getting acclimated to a new environment in total, listening to their ideas and what they think works here, and then, you know, me sharing what I think and the change. And I think everyone just being on the same page and trying to do it the right way, I think, is the biggest thing. Because the last 5 years, I was real comfortable in my position. So coming to somewhere new, I think that was the biggest thing. And just sharing what I think is right, figuring out what is right, and then listening to other people.
Sounds like some emphasis here in the off season and during summer workouts and camps centered around being a part of a good team.
You know, just like a lot of other coaches do, you know, you look, you read, you listen, you know, ESPN, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. I don't really have a lot of social media, but when I am on it, it's just pretty much football or sports related. And for the last couple of years, I've been into, like, what other coaches are doing and other teams and stuff. And so, like, we really bought into the burn your ships, and it kind of relates a lot. Like, me moving 6 hours away, you know, I can't look back on my decision. You know, these kids that are seniors, you know, you want to burn, you know, what's been holding you back. And so we kind of related to that in, like, a short version. And these kids did a great job buying in. We did a team building thing about it. They wrote three things that they want to, quote unquote, burn or do better at. And they read it in front of their team. They had to sign it in front of their team. They dedicated it to somebody or multiple people. We just actually put that in our locker, taped a copy in our locker. Just something to be dedicated, not only so it's, you know, the coaches or the admin or the parents, but they can hold themselves accountable. I think that's a big thing this off season, because the seniors, I know they've struggled a lot lately, and they're not proud of that. Obviously, every kid wants to win, but if they can lay the foundation of how to do something right, then those 11th graders, those sophomores, those freshmen, those 8th graders, they can come in and be like, oh, that's how they do stuff now. Oh, that's done the right way. And so everyone's playing a factor, and I think they've done a great job buying into it. Summer weights, we did pretty good. I made phone calls to about 15 coaches in the area or coaches that I know in the state of Kansas. We have some room to do better at for summer weights. For the first year, it was not bad. Not bad, but it's got to get better, and it will.
You're listening to the Hiawatha Coaches Show with first-year head coach Wyatt Giroux. The Hiawatha Coaches Show brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, Citizen State Bank and Trust, and also Hiawatha Implement. The show will continue after this. Welcome back to the Hiawatha Coaches Show here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Week one coming up here this Friday night starts off with a Big East matchup, and it's the first Big East matchup for both Hiawatha and Royal Valley. Last year, Hiawatha on the road at Royal Valley got the one-point win in a game that saw the starting quarterback go down. It was just a rough game, but again, got the win. Unfortunately, would be the only win of the season for the Red Hawks. How do you see this game? Obviously, being a new coach, haven't seen a lot of these teams. What are you seeing with this matchup with Royal Valley?
Well, I think they're going to try to control the clock. That's the number one thing. They're going to run the ball, and lull you to sleep. So we're going to have to be ready for that. Can't give up the big play. I mean, looking at everyone, I mean, they picked us not to finish very well. So Royal Valley's picked to finish ahead of us. So I think we got to use that as a chip on our shoulder and just come out hard and start out the season in the best way possible. I think the other thing that's pretty cool is first game, new league, fresh start. So we need to set the tone and execute.
How do you think you guys match up? I think Royal Valley in the past, you know, sometimes they've been known for some size, and Hiawatha in times has been known to be more of a finesse, athletic, speedy type of team. This year, though, you do have some size online. How important is it going to be for your offensive and defensive line this year to kind of control the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big thing. They got some big boys. But also, I think we got some big boys, too, coming back. That's, I think, going to be one of our big points of emphasis on the offense and defensive line. But looking at how we match up, I think we do a pretty good job matching up. I think we got 7-8 kids that are pretty fast. So I think we match up pretty well with them. I think it's just we got to come out and want it more.
Speaking of the offense there and talking about some speedy backs, I know this year there's kind of been a battle at quarterback to see who's going to kind of come out and do that. But I know really you probably are looking at trying to attack the offense with many different backs this year. Is that a fair assumption?
Yes, sir. Yep. I think we got about 6 guys that can rotate in. We got 2 guys that we feel confident at quarterback. We got 2 or 3 right now at fullback. And we got about 4 guys at our running back positions. Our slots, and we got some depth at receiver. So I think this summer, my assistant coaches did a great job of developing some depth, and obviously the kids learning multiple positions as well. I put that on them right away and said, look, if you guys want to get on the field, you want us to be, you know, more productive than last year and have a better chance of being successful, I had them learn more than one position. And so I think that would be a positive.
Very good. All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you guys coming up here this Friday night at Royal Valley. And hopefully when we talk next week, we can talk about week number 2 going in there with the win.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I that would be awesome.
Yeah, very good. All right, Head Coach Wyatt Giroux with the Hiawatha Redhawks here on the Hiawatha Coaches Show, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company, and Hiawatha Implement.